called Aseres HaDibros. It's called Yisro. That itself is very telling. You know, the Aseres HaDibros, Rav Saadia Gaon writes that you can find the whole Torah in Aseres HaDibros. Mamish. Unbelievable thing. That is why it's very interestingly, it's ironic, we do not allow you to say the Aseres HaDibros in the morning in shul every morning. Because the Apikorsim might think the Gemara says in Brachos in the beginning that the whole Torah consists of only the Aseres HaDibros. It's ironic though, Rav Saadia Gaon says you can find the whole Torah in the Aseres HaDibros. But we're afraid that people might think that's the whole Torah consists of that. Okay, fine. But we know the Cheshivas of the Aseres HaDibros. And despite that, this Parsha is called Parshas Yisro. Why? Okay. So there are many messages you find from Yisro that are related to Kabbalah Satayrah and the notion of Talmud Torah itself. Firstly, we find that when we were Makabal the Torah, believe it or not, we were Megayer. I don't know if you've ever spoken to a Ger before. Maybe sometimes they'll tell you it feels uncomfortable. First thing you should tell them is that I'm a Ger. We're all Gerim. The Gemara says all the Jews were Megayer at Kabbalah Satayrah. The Gemara writes in Krisis Daf Tes. And what is the precursor of that? You know, there's a big machloikis in Tzvachim. Did the story of Yisro in the beginning of the Parsha happen after Kabbalah Satayrah or happen before? Eich sheyeh, it's written in the Chumash before. So that requires a Hesber. Why is that? So the first beer is because he was Megayer. He was Megayer. So that kind of like set the stages for us, we have to be Megayer. And when you're Megayer, you got to be Lishmo. That's what the Bezin job is, to check the sincerity of a Gir. Look at Yisro. He was so wealthy, he had everything. And he left it. That's why the Gemara says, we're not Mekabel Gerim Bisman HaMashiach, because we're afraid that people are going to Megayer because the Jews are having Hatzlochet. That's why Shlomo was Megayer Bas Paro. Bas Paro was very wealthy. She wasn't doing it for wealth. Yisro had everything. But that's what the Lashon and the phrase of Kohen Midyan means. And despite that, he was Megayer. So it kind of sets up the scenario or the stage that anytime there's a Geirus, it better be sincere. It better be Lishmo. That's why Geiruses for marriages are very complicated. Was it really sincere? Was it not sincere? Okay. Number two, another message you have is Musar to us. Do you know why Hashem put Yisro before Kabbalah Satayrah? It's because Yisro was a very wise man, a chacham, gave eitzes. There's chachma begoyim. Don't think that we're the only ones who have chachma. Hashem's telling us there's chachma begoyim. The only reason why we were zoiched to get the Torah is because of the avos and their midos, not their chachma. Think about how all the characters of Tanakh are complemented. Moshe Nova, Noach Sidkis, not about their goyness, it's about their chachma. Not about their chachma, about their midos. The Vilna Gaon writes on the Mishlei, the ikar of life is to be shover midos, that you haven't been shover now. Iker matoros chayim lezakech midas. Lezakech means to cleanse midas. As you grow older, is to mature in midas, to become a better person. Whatever midah you need to work on, kas or gaiva. That's what he writes. The whole one of the ultimate goals of life is to become a better person as you grow in life. And he says that is why Hashem is telling us we got the Torah. Don't think because you're so chachma. Look at Yisrael. Yesh chachma bagoyim. It's because of the avos and their midas. That's why you were zoichet to get the Torah. It's another very powerful message. Very critical. And we have to mention that Rosh Koilel and Pesach once mentioned the 48 kinyanim of Torah are critical. If you don't have those 48 kinyanim, it's like Geneva. It's like you're stealing the Torah. Amazing chiddush. Okay. Third chiddush that we find. What did Yisro hear about? What did he hear about? You heard about Mechias HaMolek and Kriyas Yamsuf. So, what he heard about, and this is the Patek HaRav, was those are very symbolic. What is Kriyas Yamsuf? Was a Nes Nigla. What is Mechias HaMolek? Nes Nister. Nothing was suspended. Rav Mordechai Benet has a famous shot. You know we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Hashem B'tzion Gadol, the Ram Al Kol Amin. Hashem B'tzion Gadol. Gadol means that he's high, but he's also in this world. He checks every detail. Ram means he's lofty, but it's not Mashgiach in every prat. Yisro Chab, the fact that Hashem is not just lofty, but he's also Gadol. He chapped both these events. And he said, you know what? I got to become what? I have to become a Yid. Because he checked every Avodah Zarah in the world, the Gemara Rashi quotes. And he came to the ultimate Emes. He came to the ultimate Emes. And that's what he heard. He heard from these events that Hashem is just not lofty. But Yahadus holds that Hashem is involved in every detail. And once he chapped that, he said, I have to what? I have to become a Yid. That's the introduction of Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem is involved in everything. Shavishem we talked about last week, Leneg Yisomid. Not just as lofty, he's involved in every detail. And that's the message that he heard. And Amalek challenged us with their own seichel. The bottom line is that what? Is that we have our no seichel unless through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We might think that we're so smart, but the bottom line is through the Eibishter. And he said, what is Amalek doing? They're trying to attack? Everything is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu lift up his hands. Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah, we must follow to Hashem. Everything is through the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he chapped that. Then he was able to what? He was able to convert. Fourth message you find from Yisrael is that he was goyring many people to be Megayer. Here you have the wealthiest guy in their country, and he goes to Yahadus. It's kind of like the great leader of non-Jewish people converting. And he was caused many people to be Megayer. It's an amazing thing. In fact, you know, when he came, the Medrash says, he came in midday, and the Mon was already given that morning, and everyone had taken it up. The Medrash says Hashem gave him a special, the only time it happened, Hashem gave him a special order of mon. There was something special here about Yisrael. Hashem gave him a special order of mon. Oh. And therefore, you see there was something special about Yisrael. So maybe we could suggest what was special. Yisrael was in the court of Paro, when Paro was discussing the final solution of the Yidim. And what did Yisrael do? He left. He was boreach. It's the only thing he could do. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he was zochah to have the leaders, his descendants, be the leaders in the Sanhedrin. He was able to seize the moment. He knew when he had to act. And because of that, his descendants would be leaders, the heads of the Sanhedrin. Amazing Chiddush. This was the greatness of Yisrael. Through all these messages, everything he did was sincere. The Geirus was sincere. The notion of what? The Chachma Bagoyim. This was also, everything he did was with sincerity. And this is why he was ready to be the person to have his name for millennia in the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. Because the ultimate test was, would Klal Yisrael cooperate with each other? Lagavi setting up our legal system and a justice system. This was perhaps the test for Kabbalah Satorah. He gave the Eitzah. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you should do. Will you guys get it together and be able to handle this together properly? Then fine. If not, not. Perhaps this was the ultimate test of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro before Ben Adam L'Makom. And Yisrael represented that in every aspect. Every aspect. As Rav Mordechai Miller says, he's a very sensitive person. Very sensitive. He's afraid that what? That maybe he wouldn't be received. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu, greet him. What, he needs the kavod? Wasn't a Baal Gaiva. He was very sensitive. He was afraid he wouldn't be received. And he said, bring your wife's children. Isn't that insulting to Moshe Rabbeinu? No. He wasn't being insulting to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't trying to be insulting. He was trying to say, you know, please receive me. Keep in mind, she is my daughter, and these are her children, Lamaisa. She's not, she's Jewish. She's not Goya. She converted, and I'm converting as well. That's why he said in the negative. He tried all the different avodah zarahs in the world, and he saw the emes through the negativity, through getting rid of all the negativity. This is a very important Musar Haskel to us. When we talk about, we go through life, we have to realize, Yisroel what? He was shoyver all this midas. He was able to be mekabel the Torah. They say from Shosalanter, right? The hardest thing is to what? Break a midah than learn all the shas. It's easier to learn all the shas than break a midah. But you can do it. Yisroel did it. And it seems like Klal Yisroel is being tested. If they listen to Yisroel, and they have this justice system, then you'll get the Torah. That's why it's before Aseret HaDibros. That's how it's written before. That if you can cooperate and get it together, then you'll have a Kabbalah Satira. If you have the sincerity of Yisroel, you have a striving to break the midas all the time. If you're mashpi on other people, you cause other people geirim. Shem will maven make a special menu of what? Special order of mon for you. For even Yisroel. For Yisroel. No other time was it done. That's why he was Zoichim. To have his name, the Parsha of the Kabbalah Satira. So it's very important. We go through life sometimes, we're focusing on, you know, we have to learn and we have to learn. These are treasured times in your years in yeshiva. Treasured times. Every day goes by. It goes real quick. I know you think it might be long, right? But it goes quick. 3 years. Some guys do 4 years. I recommend doing the fourth year. It used to be free. Is it still free? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. All right. Maybe it will. Who knows? Whatever, we always try to recommend the more years you stay, the more you learn. You go to smicha, you don't go to smicha, but it goes quick. It goes very quick. And it's treasured time. But at the same time, it's a training ground also for the cooperation, for the gimelus chasadim, for the sincerity that you have. And that you use as a springboard for the rest of your lives. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. And we'll go by.